This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Less than 2 weeks away, it is the Sutherland Throwdown happening and the Made for Trades program as well. We're going to talk about that with Terry Brock. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Kyle, for having me again.
Sutherland Throwdown, how many years has that been going?
This will be year four.
Wow. Now, how did it get started?
Boy, that's a big question. My wife and I spent a few years ago, actually more than 4 years ago, we had a cornhole tournament. It was down at a lot just down the street from our gym. And we did that for fun and decided it was lots of fun and wanted to expand it. So we went to the park. Actually, we went to the city and asked if we could use the park, and they said yes. And then we bloomed out from cornhole to barbecue competition to beer sampling, concert, and at that time, we formed our nonprofit, and we checked that box that said that we wanted to support youth and education, and we took that literally, and that's basically where Made for Trades has spawned off from.
So this really has gone from being an event to being an event with a bigger purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. It's still an event, and it'll always be an event. It's a community event. You know, we want to bring people to our town and showcase our place. But honestly, the Throwdown has actually turned into be more of a celebration of the Made for Trades along with our community as well.
Well, let's talk about the barbecue competition, though, to get started. Explain how all that works.
This is a sanctioned barbecue competition. So we are sanctioned through Kansas City Barbecue Association. And what happens there is the barbecue competition is actually on Sunday, and that's when they turn their foods into judges and judges only. But in order for them to come to Sutherland and share our little park and our town and so on, we say, hey, we want to have an event. So the barbecue teams, they cook their favorite foods and so on, and then they sample those foods out to the crowds that come through.
And are you still doing the cornhole tournament too?
Absolutely. Yeah, the cornhole tournament's just been as steady as a rock for us. We typically will have anywhere from 60 to 80, 85 teams that show up.
Wow. So are those all local teams or?
No, they're not. We have quite a few local teams. We've got some pretty good local players as well. We'll actually have some pro teams that will come in, and they'll come in from, you know, up into Washington, California, and so on.
And live music. Talk about that.
Live music. This year, we're going to have River Divide. They're going to come down from the Portland area, and they'll start at 7 o'clock. They'll play for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, or whatever we want them to play. But they're a nice little 80s rock band.
And breweries, wineries, what else is going on?
So we'll have breweries. Not a lot of wineries. Wine and barbecue, it just doesn't seem to go over really well. But we'll have, I think we have like 14 breweries and ciders and so on. And folks will be doing some slushies and wine slushies possibly and stuff like that.
Well, and you know, I hadn't thought of that. But actually, now that I think about some of the components, beer is probably better with barbecue than most wines anyway.
Well, I'm sure there are people out there that would argue that. It's just been, people tend to kind of lean toward the beer trailers before they go to the wine trailers. Not that we would not welcome wineries to come out and so on, because, you know, Douglas County is known for fantastic wine. It's just that it seems like the brew has just been a little bit more popular.
Interesting. So you've got all of that going on, but you have Made for Trades. When you kind of began the process there, what went into creating it?
Well, Kyle, this thing has evolved from a thought into, you know, many thoughts and so on. But basically, we started out with Made for Trades. We want to do scholarships, and we do scholarships through the Sutherland Throwdown. We have two different programs. Our scholarship money for the Sutherland Throwdown is money that's made at the event, and you know, through the tokens and the sampling and stuff like that. But the Made for Trades scholarship program is a little bit different. We will take on projects. We'll take on projects like last year we did shed builds. We had our contractor that worked with us, L&M Custom Builders, worked with our students over weekends prior to the event, and we constructed three shed modules, and then we brought them onto the onto the event and assembled them and auctioned them off. To me, this is a learn. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to find out if you really want to work with your hands, you want to do that kind of work. And then when we auction those off, all the money goes to the student. So it's basically, it's an earn your own scholarship program.
Now, you probably work with the high school and people like that?
We'll work with high school and, you know, 16 and over. But somebody that's been out of school for a little while, and if you feel like you want to, you know, you want to try your hand at a trade, we're welcome to that. Just like an employer, our employers are looking for good workers. They're looking for somebody that wants to show up on time. They want to be steady. They want to be, you know, represent well. They want to learn, and they want to work hard. That's what we're looking for. So, we're looking for what employers want for the future, and then we'll do is we'll just kind of help vet them, give students an opportunity, students or prior students an opportunity to test drive this program, and make a little scholarship money. And that scholarship money will help them pay for schooling if it's needed and or tools and work clothes.
So when you say made for trades, are you kind of talking specifically more in construction or a lot of other trade areas?
Well, that's a great question and a great point. Right now we're working with trades because we've got some great trades partners where, you know, we're working with the mentors that are helping us with our builds now. We're forming a good relationship with Umpqua Valley Home Builders because they have so many incredible craftsmen out there, and we have so many people that, for one, they need help, and the other is they're willing to come in and mentor. But we are not at all close to other trades, such as any, you know, medical and dental. There's so many other trades out there. We're working with a young lady, and I won't mention name right now, but she wants to be a vet tech, and we're working on getting her set up with an internship where she can work for a cattle rancher, you know, which is going to lead her to a great career. We hear about young folks that want to be farriers. They want to be horseshoers and so on. So we're all about that. It's not just hammer and nails. It's not just construction. There's a lot of industries and plants around here that need tradespeople too. Somebody that can weld. Somebody that can fix things and so on. So, you know, it's wide open. Like I say, we're just in the beginning.
You know, one of the things about the trades too is over the last number of years there's been kind of a shift to being, for instance, some of the schools, some of the high schools working with the college, working with other people to set up these combined opportunities and ways to get out there a little sooner, because sometimes working in the trades actually can pay more than what you would walk into after a four-year degree in some other area.
Absolutely. You know, we hear that all the time, and we see that all the time, and I experienced that myself. Not that I never got into really a lot of higher education, but I come up through the trades myself. I worked in, you know, different jobs and so on, and then, like in my mid-20s, I got into my electrical apprenticeship program, and that's turned out to be a fantastic career for me. It's also, instead of being in school and going into debt for 4 years, you're actually working and you're actually earning a living as you learn. So it's, to me, you end up with a great finished product, a great career with no debt.
And for the whole area of the trades, and it seems like it kind of sped up during COVID, a lot of people retired out, not as many have come in. You talk about things like a housing shortage in the U.S. and all of that. And oftentimes one of the things that happens is they point to the lack of skilled workers to do all these things that need to be done.
Absolutely. And, you know, myself, I retired a couple of years ago. And since then, I've become more and more and more aware of the shortness of, you know, of skilled workers and so on, and the opportunity for students to get in. One thing that we've got to do, and I would say this is not just as Douglas County, but as a nation, is we've got to gear up. We got to see this. We understand it, and we've got to really put a lot of skin in the game. We've got to start training, and we've got to start working with not just everybody, because trades are not made for everybody, but for people that want to work and that want to learn and like to take pride in what they do and work with their hands and so on and create something that's going to last for a long time. Those are the people that we want to invest in.
And it sounds like your group then is really convinced this push towards helping people get into the trades is something really important to the community.
Absolutely. You know, I can say that I can go out and I can talk to people about the Southern Throwdown, and it's a great event, and we love that, and we want to keep on doing that forever and ever and ever. But if I want to tip a different ear, if I want to really get someone's attention, I can start talking about the Made for Trades, because that has a big effect on basically on all of us, whether we're tradespeople or whatever, we're dependent on tradespeople. So as far as that goes, the support is there. We just have to put it together, organize it, and make something work out of it.
All right, we're going to talk more when we come back with Terry Brock to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We are going to talk about graffiti tomorrow. Make sure and listen to that as we get ready to kick off Graffiti Weekend officially on Wednesday. We'll kind of run through the history of it and all the events that are going to be going on with Bob Scott on tomorrow's program. Terry Brock in here with the Sutherland Throwdown and the Made for Trades program. So you've got your group that has put this together, but it sounds like you're working with a lot of other people to make this happen too.
Yeah, you know, Kyle, we start out, we're all just volunteers. We're a nonprofit. None of us do this for any kind of money or anything. We do this because it's a passion of ours, and it's, I run into people all the time that want to help, and they want to work with youth and so on. So that's basically what the Made for Trades program is all about.
And you're working with the Home Builders Association as well.
Yeah, Home Builders Association. Well, for one, they're just a couple of doors down from the Body Shop Total Fitness that my wife and I own, and they're pretty easy access for us. Home builders, like I said before, they have a lot of skilled people, and you know they're just like everybody else. They see the writing on the wall, and they see the need for getting more training done, and they're a great resource for us for sure.
So, where do you see this whole Made for Trades part of this going from here?
Well, what I see is again, we're still working on our curriculum. We're working on putting things together. I see, for one, let's get through the throwdown. Let's get through this next auction that we have coming up. And then come fall, I want to start going back to the schools. I want to headhunt some students. And I'm looking for particular students that are that kind of folks, that want to work and want to learn and so on. And then we'll spend the time in the fall and in the wintertime doing some training. We'll get them first aid CPR certified, and we'll work on some worksite awareness training and so on. We'll work on getting some funding, some support to do our projects, and look for community projects as well. And then we'll start building those projects more in the end of the winter instead of in the heat of the summer and when the contractors are all busy. I see this growing outside of Douglas County. I want to see it expand. I'd love to see it charter out to different towns and different cities.
Now, you mentioned having an auction as part of the throwdown. Talk about that.
Yeah. So this will be year two for our Made for Trades auction. Last year, as we mentioned before, we did sheds. This year, we've got an 8x16 enclosed shelter that we're going to auction off. This shed is being built, and it's being mentored by L&M Custom Builders. They've been there. They've been with the students the whole time and shown them different building techniques and so on. So that enclosure will, when it's auctioned off, the proceeds to that auction will go to all four of the kids that have been building, the students that have been building on that. We also have four what we called small projects. We have a chicken coop. We have a greenhouse. We have a pergola, and we also have a picnic table that are in construction right now. By the time the throwdown comes around, those projects will be pretty much ready to go. We'll keep them where they can be mobilized, where we can put them on site, and then during the event on Saturday, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, the students will finish up their projects, and at 6 o'clock, when our MC takes the stage, we'll start talking about the event. We're going to introduce some of our students and so on. We're going to introduce our mentors and, of course, our sponsors and our volunteers. And then at about 6:30, our auctioneer will take the stage, and we'll auction off all five of those projects.
Wow, and nothing like good exposure for them to be out there finishing these things up during the event.
Absolutely. You know, it's really fun. The students will be out there. They can look people in the eye. They can shake their hand. They can just show their character out there. They can show off their skills and so on, but they can show the, you know, they can show the people, you know, the kind of young people that we have growing up right now. Kyle, I can't tell you enough how encouraging it is for me and for the volunteers that we have to see these young people develop into good workers. I mean, they come with that trait in the first place. Otherwise, they just don't make it. But to see them in interacting with the crowds and so on. And I would tell people too, if you're looking for potential employees and stuff, get out there and see this. This is more. It's kind of a job fair, I would say, but it's an opportunity to actually see these students in work.
Now, you've got the Throwdown events. People come out for that. And you've got the Made for Trades program. It seems like you've got a good combination there.
I think so. And I think it has just kind of come together that way. It wasn't something, it wasn't a master plan or anything. We started with the Throwdown, and that turned out to be really good. And we wanted to do more than just hand out scholarships. We wanted to actually give students an opportunity to test drive some skills that they want to try out. And this is where pairing them up with and having good access to mentors, people that have a skill, that want to share that skill, come to us. Let us know, because there are students out there, I'm sure, that want to know what you know. So if you want to pass on your skills, if you want to pass on your knowledge and your passion and your craftsmanship to these students, please get a hold of me at terry@southernthethrowdown.org, and we'll arrange something for the future.
And this is really the type of thing where you really learn by watching somebody's experience, by them sharing what they've done. This is really so much learning that may come out so much out of a book.
You know, it's funny now, Kyle, because we've given out scholarships and we've worked with students in the past. And even though this is only year four for us, we're already starting to see the product of that. We're starting to see people that are if they haven't graduated and they're not in the workforce now, they're getting really close. We've got a lineman that's over in Montana right now. I think he's in his third or fourth period of apprenticeship as a lineman. We've got students that have gone down to, you know, to colleges and so on, and they're ready to turn out. And these are students that are in medical imaging and so on. So it's exciting to see them prosper. We've got an electrical apprentice I'm pretty sure she tested. I'm going to have confidence that she passed that test and so on. But it's we're seeing this through, you know.
Wow. So if people want to find out more about the program, then coming to the event would probably be a good way to go.
Absolutely. We will not keep the program a secret. You'll see lots and lots and lots of information out there. It'd be easy enough to grab a card, scan a QR code or something. It'll take you to our website. We've got the SutherlandThrowdown.org, and we also have MadeForTrades.org.
Now, and you really sound like you're excited about the future and where this could go.
Yes, we are. You know, we didn't start this out to be a short-term thing. We realize it's a big job. There's a lot of need. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of giving people out there. There's a lot of hardworking students out there. And if you're one of them, if you are Made for Trades, get a hold of us.
And if people want to come out to the event, remind them what time, when, where, all that.
If they want to come out to the event, they can actually start out coming out Saturday morning, probably about 10:30 or so, and we'll start selling tokens at 10 o'clock, and then the barbecue teams will start their vending at about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
All right, so it's going to be a two-day event in Sutherland. Just got about a minute left here on Inside Douglas County. What else should people know about the Made for Trades program?
Well, I guess what they should know is that we are just in the progress. We're learning as we go, we're building as we go, and we're building partnerships. My buddy Nick Kennedy just stepped in the studio, and I wanted to introduce him to folks.
All right, Nick, get real close to the microphone there and talk real quick about what your involvement is.
So I've been the board director for the Home Builder Association since 2014. And Terry came to us and wanted to partner up with basically a group of people who really represent the trades in Douglas County. And So he pitched made for trades for us, what it was going to do, and we were excited about it because one of the issues that we have now is a lot of people in the trades are aging out. So we're the state of Oregon's actually spent a lot of money getting these kids CTE programs in the high schools built up, so that, you know, welding, auto shop, carpentry, woodworking, all those things. And it gave us an opportunity Terry kind of had the idea that we needed, that we'd been kind of looking for, and then he partnered with us, and so he had a connection for these kids to meet everyone that works in the trades. And the next step for us is actually getting these kids into job roles where they're making money, right out of high school, and maybe even before they leave high school. That's what we're trying to get to.
And that's one of the differences versus going on a four-year track.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That is, like, if you go out to college, right, you're going to have to get grants and scholarships or, figure out a way to fund your education. With the trades, you're talking about making money from day one, right? So I think the goals that we've been talking about is, here you got the shop teachers. The state spent all the money on these CTE programs. And right now we're working on transitioning these kids directly from high school into the workforce. For carpentry, drywall, roofing, those kind of things. Or Made for Trades is also working with, like, kids that are interested in plumbing and electrical. Now it's a trade school where they actually go to school and work and make money at the same time. So they're providing scholarship opportunities for those students as well.
All right, find out more at the Sutherland Throwdown coming up soon. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.